Hey, everybody, and welcome to episode 105 of Fit Friends Happy Hour. Today, we have a very special episode for you. This episode is releasing in January, and we know that diets are all the rage, especially in January. We don't want you to start a new diet. Instead, we want you to heal your relationship with food, and the way that we've been doing that is through intuitive eating. We have some amazing past episodes on intuitive eating, but the one that we're sharing today is just a short tip, but powerful, that Katie recorded a year or so ago about intuitive eating and how you can start it today. When we say this isn't a diet, we really, really mean it. So whether or not you've been listening to us for a while and you know, okay, intuitive eating, I get it, or this is the first time you've heard that term, we want you to listen to this episode and really think about how you can really start implementing more of an intuitive approach to your eating. All right, now on to Katie.
Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour with your hosts, Katie Hake and Lauren Wrighton.
Hey guys, Katie here. As you know, we've been diving real deep into intuitive eating, how to implement it, and what it's all about. So today, I wanted to give you one quick tip that you can start implementing today to help get you one step closer to healing your relationship and having a healthier relationship with food. Many of you, I myself, guilty as well, are big on calorie counting. I mean, we've been told this whole, probably our whole lives, right? If your goal is weight loss, it's as simple as calories in versus calories out. Now, we know that's not the case, but, you know, maybe you still have a goal of getting to a healthier weight that you feel better at, and you're really trying not to be numbers driven. But at the same time, you're struggling with letting go completely because you almost feel like you're going to go off the deep end and there goes the restrict, binge, repeat, right? That whole cycle, deprive yourself, restrict, binge, and eat. We've all been there, right? So maybe instead of keeping a food journal, a real detailed journal on your phone on an app such as MyFitnessPal, where you are reading numbers and macronutrients and micronutrients, and you can get pretty detailed as into every teeny tiny morsel that you put in your body. So if you still want to keep that structure of tracking, you've got a couple different options. My first favorite option is to try handwriting your food. So maybe this isn't a notebook. I know for me, I use my planner. I use a Smart Life Push Journal. It's just a, I don't know, fancy, cool Chalene planner. But basically, it has a spot for me to write out my meals. And for me, I use it more as a meal planning tool just to kind of plan ahead. It helps me, you know, not go out to eat and spend as much money, helps keep me on track, and almost like budget my eating, if that makes sense. So that's an option. You could also do this. I've had clients who keep notes because we always have our phones with us, but they'll keep a notes on their notepad in their phone. So basically, like if you were to do in a notebook, you just pull out a blank note on your phone and keep track that way. Now, the key here with this is to not look at the calories. Maybe you guesstimate portions or you just simply write down what you eat. If you're like, Katie, I'm not ready to let go of that control. You know, maybe you do need to work closer with a dietitian, but you're just not there yet. You can try tracking servings. So maybe you figure out how many servings of, you know, fruits and vegetables that you can be consuming each day and focus on what you can add into your day rather than remove. So let's use vegetables for an example. Almost all of us can eat more vegetables, more fruits, more vegetables. So maybe you set a goal of adding 2 servings of fruit throughout your day. And maybe that's the one thing you track for a week. Okay, if you feel like you get that down, then maybe you just focus on adding in 2 fruits per day as well as 3 vegetables per day. And that sounds really simple, but there's so many times in our busybody lives that we end up reaching for a bar or a bag or something that's quick and maybe it's a type of food that doesn't necessarily align with your goals 100% and you want to focus more on what you can add versus what you can take away. So I hope that tips helped you. As always, look for those small wins in every day because that's what's going to help keep you motivated on this journey to a healthier you. And just remember, it doesn't happen overnight. Changing your habits, I mean, however old you are listening to this, you didn't get where you are overnight and you're not going to be where you want to be tomorrow. It's a process, but just because it's hard doesn't mean we shouldn't try. All right, guys, as you know, new episodes are released on Monday, so be sure to hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Let us know what you think, and we will talk to you next week.
Thanks so much for hanging out with us today. We know there are so many things that you could be doing with your time, and we do not take it for granted that you're spending it with us. Next week, we'll be back with a full episode, an interview, in fact, all about how to connect with your loved ones. Talk to you then.